and go ahead and take up HB 370, an act relating to the issuance of state guaranteed revenue bonds by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to finance mortgages for qualifying veterans and providing for an effective date. Online, we have Judith Despain with AHFC, and also we have John Brittany with AHFC. Do either one of you want to speak to HB 370?
Mr. Chairman, this is Judy Despain, and I would just like to say that from the corporation standpoint, we're here in support of HB 370. Over the years, our veterans mortgage program and the ability to issue these tax-exempt bonds have given a lot of veterans some lower-cost interest home loans. There's no difference in the program than how we've delivered this in the past, and we're here to answer any questions that you have, but totally in support of the bill.
Thank you. Representative Murkowski.
Thank you. In looking at the letter from the governor, he states that this is the fifth such bond approval, and I'm assuming, based on what you've just said, that this is the same as we have approved in the prior four separate elections on these veteran funds.
Yes, it is.
Representative Green.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I certainly support this. What is the default rate compared to the average loan?
I don't know that I've looked at that data specifically to veterans.
Well, that's right. You don't have to have it. Is it about the same, better, poorer?
I would say it's about the same, which our default rate right now is very low. It's about
3%. That's great. Thank you.
John, would you have any testimony you'd like to also add?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just here to answer any questions. Thank you.
Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. John and Judy, I'm not sure which one, but I read in the sponsor statement that the federal government might be looking at expanding this program. Do you not have any information about that beyond January 1, 1977?
Yeah, Representative Hayes, when the legislation, federal legislation went through in the early 80s, there were five states that went out under the IRS code and created mortgage programs that took advantage of tax-exempt bonds. At that time, about 3 years later, then the IRS changed its mind but grandfathered in the five states, which Alaska is one of. And the qualified veteran definition is that you had to have been in the service prior to 1977 or out of the service no more than 30 years. So basically, without having a sunset date, by the definition, it does sunset. So we're working hard right now in Congress to get the support doing away with that definition and allowing all of those people that were part of wars or Gulf War, and others, so that they could take advantage of these bonds.
Representative Murkowski.
And I just want to clarify, you had said that qualifying veteran was one who had served in the military before January 1, 1977, and then you said or were honorably discharged. The sponsor statement says and. Is it both, or is it one or the other?
Well, they can, I see what you're saying. That you can be, you had to have been in the service prior to 77 and out of the service no more than 30 years.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry, yes.
And John and Judy, Judith, this is Chairman Chenault, and I am sorry to have you guys hanging on the line all afternoon. I'm sure you have other things to do with your time that may be more fruitful, but we do appreciate you hanging on and putting up with the process that we go through.
Oh, thank you. No problem.
With that, is there any comments or Representative Hayes?
I'd like to move House Bill 370 with individual recommendations and a something fiscal note.
Object because it's Hayes.
Oh, no.
Are there any objections? So HB 370 moves out of committee. Where's it headed next? On to state affairs. With that, thank you for your public testimony. And let's see, next item of business. Next meeting is scheduled for February 21st, which is Thursday, I believe, 3 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. We will take up another portion of HB 324, and I will get that to you as soon as I can on what that is. And we will look at and see what else is on the agenda and what else we might be able to move in. With that, I know it's late. I appreciate all of you attending, and Joe, I appreciate you coming back down. With that, I'll bring the meeting to a close, and thanks for your participation.